and welcome to the Soul Business Success podcast show, Soul Aligned Strategies for Growing Sacred Soul Business Success. I'm your host, Kelly Vikings, known as the Divine Business Mentor. I believe the only way to successfully grow an online business is to merge soul, strategy, and spirituality. And this is a weekly podcast for spiritual entrepreneurs. It's for online business owners, coaches, creatives, and consultants. You will know that there is a better way. You're ready to experience soul-aligned success. And I'm here to show you how. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another incredible show. So, I've just pulled the most amazing card to go with today's show. And I'll tell you why, because the actual title of today's show is going to be something along the lines of what I'm observing in terms of spirituality and bringing that into business. So this is almost like the ascension of business. And the card that I drew was just incredible. And this is obviously using Marina Beach's Akashic Oracle cards, okay? Today's card is Spiritual Connection. And this is all about enhancing your connection and intuition through the higher source, the Akashic wisdom. And today we're being reminded with this card that Akashic guides acknowledge the need for you to nurture your spiritual and multidimensional self through divine connection. How often do you tune in and connect to your spiritual or support team? Do you have a daily practice or ritual that honours your soulful needs? And when you link into the Akashic records, you have the opportunity to gain a deeper understanding, to receive beautiful divine healing, and to be guided by your spiritual support team. Creating a solid divine connection requires practice and commitment, but the rewards and the potential for self-discovery are great. How you can enhance your life and psychic gifts with your spiritual practice today. How beautiful is that? And the card itself is this woman who is just totally divinely free, but above her are her warrior, spiritual Spartan warrior guides. And it just literally has like the key unlocks that connection. The invocation is, I trust my divine connection with my guides and my spiritual support team. There we go. So thank you, Marina. As always, it's a pleasure to read the Akashic Oracle within the show. And it's always such a great alignment as well. And I hope that my listeners love it. In fact, I'm going to test you all. If you're loving the Akashic Oracle cards, then please, please, please give me a reach out. Just email me at kelly@kellyvikings.com and let me know what your thoughts are. I'd love to hear from you. So let's crack on, shall we? So today, what I'm observing in spirituality and business. You know, ascension isn't just hitting our lives, it's hitting every aspect of our worldly being. And ascension is about our consciousness, our raised level of light, and what we can hold in terms of those levels of light. Ascension is hitting everyone. It's hitting leaders. I'm seeing this with my own eyes. It's hitting corporate leaders, those that have real high up positions, who are almost ready to just throw it all away. It's hitting those that are in finance, that are fed up with just how society is and what people demand. It's happening to politicians, actually. A lot of them are just fed up with how they're being seen. Can you see the other side of this? And I'm yet to really see where it's hitting in terms of, I've not actually had any clients that are in the police or the fire or any of those. I have had the NHS, which over here in the UK is our kind of bloodline. But it is, as we already foresaw, happening with those within these industries. And I'm actually, it's just, for me as a divine business mentor, as somebody who really helps people to discover and find their gifts, the amount of people that I am mentoring at the moment who are just fed up, they're spiritually wanting to find and explore a new way. So ascension, if you think it is just about you in your life, sorry, it truly isn't. It's impacting every area of your world, your daily world. And that's from the moment you open your eyes and think to being a mother, to being a wife, to being a father, to being a husband, to going out there in your career or your own, if you're like me, an entrepreneur, your own environments. This is about, you know, your families and all of those in your local and online communities. This is impacting every single aspect of your life. Because in your heart, there is more. You want change. You seek for a new way of being. You are done, so incredibly done, worn down by lies, by power in the wrong hands of those that lead with ill, you know, and it's that ill attempt of being a leader. This is so huge that somewhere within you, you just know that there has to be another way. And there is. And I'm seeing it. And it's really fucking beautiful. It is so beautiful. What I'm seeing as well is that it starts to impact people in different ways. And what I mean by this is sometimes the ascension process can deliver a tsunami, the mother of all tsunamis, where your entire world gets rapidly turned upside down. Or you just sequence events, everything over a short period of time takes you from where you are to somewhere completely different. And then also I see other people that are gently trickling along on their ascension journey. And they're still, no matter what, there's no wrong or right, no matter what the universe has presented, whether it is that rapid or whether it is more gentle, maybe more angelic. I know which one I'd have preferred. I didn't get it, mind, but I would have much preferred the more angelic way. But what I'm seeing is, and it's the same, it's exactly the same, it's happening again and again and again. So listen up and let me know if you've experienced this in your life, your business or your spiritual path, because I'm guessing that I am not alone. And I know that the gorgeous clients that I mentor, they're not alone. And I'm seeing this pattern everywhere. They're getting called to their spiritual calling. And I'm observing this a lot, where entrepreneurs and leaders, they know that this is their mission. They know it. You know, when they close their eyes at night, they wake up and there's this burning desire to do this more than anything else, more than sex. It's like, I just want to do this with every part of me. And it's gorgeous because it is such a beautiful, fiery, creative, passionate energy. And it comes from deep within.
My name is Tim Wilde. I run Tim Wilde Practical Ascension, and I am a very proud sponsor of Kelly Vikings and her amazing new podcast series, Soul Business Success. My job here is to anchor light in, find out where we're going, what we're doing on this planet. And you can find out a little bit more about me on my website, www.timwild.com, or Facebook, Tim Wild Practical Ascension, and I'm there on YouTube as well.
The other thing I'm seeing, again, hand up if you, not that I can see it, but put your hand up if this has impacted your relationships. You're outgrowing, maybe it's your actual marriage or partnership. Maybe it's with your children as they've got older, doesn't align. Maybe it's with, you know, your local communities or people that you know online. And, you know, another big thing here is family. Our relationships, they start with ourselves. We suddenly realise that we've outgrown ourselves. Oh, then we look at our partner and go, well, I'm slightly more outgrown than you. You need to catch me up. Maybe. And then we look at our children and go, oh my gosh, you know, if you're going to behave like that. And then we look at our family and we think, God, you know, you've always been this way. What's the lesson? What's the teaching in this? What am I prepared to put up with and what am I not? And the discernment comes in on every single level. And I'm seeing this so much. My boss is like this. I'm not having this anymore. the, you know, even in terms of like big organizations or public, you know, sector, this is happening so much where they're just not prepared to put up with these things anymore in that working environment. For instance, I can talk openly about this, but me and my partner nearly split ways last year, and we have done two or three times over the last couple of years. And each time it's because I've up-leveled and he's had to catch me up, and he's wide awake, but it's still, we have our own journeys, and now we're stronger than ever before. It's beautiful because we've both come through this together, but it nearly broke us. It nearly broke us. Is it that, and this again, I'm seeing this, these energetic upgrades, they come in and we expand ourselves. You know, it can leave you feeling a bit, the symptoms of ascension, you know, ringing in your ears, body aches, headaches, tiredness. There's a long list. And, you know, these energetic upgrades, they're not easy. And sometimes we're just like, oh, what am I experiencing? Why do I feel like this? Ah, the same actually. And I had this 6 months ago where I just knew I needed to detox on food. It was so apparent that, you know, for me, I just couldn't eat the same. And it started with something small, like I gave up alcohol a couple of months before the beginning of this year, 2023. So I gave up alcohol in kind of October 2022. And then in January, I was giving up nicotine. I was giving up sugar. I was giving up most dairy. I do have butter, but I don't have milk or any yogurts or anything like that at all. It was just this big long list. You know, the other thing I'm seeing so much about spirituality and business is societal demands. People just aren't wanting the same things. They're not wanting to evidence it in their own business. They're wanting to be seen as more conscious leaders. They're wanting to have a fairer way for client, you know, in terms of like client journeys, sales and marketing strategies, all of this, and society and what is being demanded and what businesses and companies are prepared or not prepared to do anymore. And there's huge shifts with this. The message within the vision and mission statements, the values that underpin any business or company is so important, and society and what it demands, it no longer has relevance. It's what the person, the individual with companies, it's what the boards, what they want. And sometimes if those things aren't being brought to the table, then people are leaving and they're going, I'm going to create something that does this fire and passion again, this going back to spiritual calling. And what I am seeing so much more of in business, and this is so incredibly evident, is our intuition, our psychic gifts, our divine gifts coming through. I am seeing a lot of people that are too scared, unable through. There's a lot of things. It can be the throat chakra. It can be the root or the base chakra. It can be just because they haven't got the right support around them, so they don't feel that they can shine their own light. Sometimes it's to do with the industry. If we think about finance industry, and you've built up a successful, you know, multi-million pound portfolio, you know, and you suddenly start talking about spirit guides, and it can it is evident that this is happening so much. And if you're one of those people and you're struggling, you don't know how to integrate and embody and to shine in your truest authentic self, then this is where I can genuinely say this is where I step in. And it is so beautiful to witness and to see and to be part of this journey of self-discovery and connection to your divine gifts. It's why I'm here. And so sometimes it does take somebody like me to help support you through that process. I'm seeing discernment. I mentioned earlier about friendships, but losses. And this is like, I've built my successful six-figure business, whatever the value of it, I don't really care. And it's like I knew it wasn't ethical. I knew it didn't align. It didn't feel good. I was almost broken. And that person has gone, you know, a year later, I was refunding money. I destroyed my business. I basically didn't want to say anything, but I knew that I had to stop. And now you know, now it's time to start again. And discernment is, it's about cutting out what doesn't feel right and no longer aligns. This is why 2 years ago, my program was Divine Alignment, because I just knew that was so important and pivotal in terms of our ascension journeys. And it wouldn't be without saying that this higher consciousness, these choices that are being made, are so much more in terms of our ascension and that high vibration and doing things that are of good value, of our the spiritual integrity, like the highest level of purest spiritual integrity. And the last thing is stepping into trust. Really stepping into trust. It does take time, and everyone goes through this. And once you have it, and you can't fucking lie to yourself. So if you're going out there telling people, I really trust myself, but ultimately there's still something holding you back, you know it. You know it inside. And then when you suddenly break free of everything and you no longer expect for the worth to be on that external world, and you trust yourself and you love yourself deeply with unconditional love and acceptance and compassion for the highs, the lows, the shit bits, the bits that are just beautiful and make you who you are, that's the magic. And that's where you fully step into trust. And that's where I am. I am totally in my power. And this is the thing, searching for ways to redefine, searching for ways to discover. But ultimately, what we're doing here is we're stepping into our divine and ultimate power. This is our soul's truest essence of self. And this is where we meet ourselves. And this is, on our spiritual journey, the ultimate part of ascension, is to love yourself unconditionally first. And so these things that I just shared with you, these ways that our worlds don't align, as well as really overcoming and battling through these and accepting them and embracing them and embodying them, this is the part where we go, I really want to connect with that different version of me. I really want to see who I am at soul level. This is why I connected and channeled with my guides, my modality, which is based on 3-4 years of study and learning about myself. And I've done now over nearly 80 sessions of soul energetics. There's two versions to this. I do soul energetic sessions, which is where I share with people what their soul destiny is, what they're here to do in life, what that calling is, what their cosmic year and months are. So they really start to have that cosmic flow, that ebb and flow in their life. They're not just stepping into their masculine. I share with them, I've designed 12 unique soul archetypes that are formed from the human design. And this is so beautiful because it shares with them their unique energetic design. So how they're going to be able to build and grow a successful soul business. And also what they're here, what their birth, like their first breath accepted when they came into this carnation. And I call that soul carnation. And I've written 192 of them. And this really is about, and I overlace it as well with gene keys because I love the gene keys. But my soul energetics modality also integrates, and this is where it gets really beautiful, are this, well, it's an advanced energetic healing. I've channeled it. I've brought it through from the Atlanteans. I remember it. This is, you know, this is my homecoming. This is my thing that I do, and I work with 15 chakras, and it's so beautiful because having the soul energetics, the session, or having the healing, this advanced healing, this full body 15 chakra healing, it really does step you into your power.
Proudly sponsoring the Soul Business Success podcast show, I'm Marina Beach, the Soul Alchemist, Akashic Record Master, teacher, and channel, who uses the potent etheric realms to clear karmic blocks and activates life and business breakthroughs. Creator of the Akashic Oracle, the keys to unlocking your future. Invest in your own Akashic Oracle cards by visiting my website, marinabeach.co.uk. These powerfully coded and illustrated cards reveal deep insights into your Akashic records across 7 chambers, ranging from business to wealth, self-discovery, and vitality. Access your free masterclass at any time on my website, marinabeach.co.uk.
The other thing I also want to say, and by the way, that is not a kind of like you have to have one of these, but I genuinely know that the value that you get from having a soul energetics is ridiculous. The people that come in and beautiful souls that come in and have their sessions with me, they walk away totally like, oh my God, do you know this happened? You've activated this within me. It's so powerful. And I think when I talk about observing the spirituality in business, the nervous system, but more than that, so much more than that, a lot of people are playing on the nervous system, and it is an incredible way to bring the body back into this more harmonious and natural rhythm. But by actually applying and doing the advanced energy healing, the clearing as well, there's that to me is a totally new level, because what we're talking about here is third dimension and fifth dimensional healing. And soul energetics is the fifth dimensional healing. So the second thing that I'm really finding that I'm observing in spirituality and business is that rising up of calling, this service to others, and these patterns that we're seeing, these real breakthroughs, relationships, societal, you know, discernment. It's because we're ready to release the things that aren't serving us. So we have the capacity, and if we've worked on our energy, we've got the energetic capacity to be able to then create something that isn't about ourselves, isn't on that Maslow's, you know, law. It's like, it's not about building a step for ourselves. It's about rising up to our calling for the benefit of humanity. The third thing is change, that catalyst of change. Look at all the things that I mentioned at the beginning of today's show. Imagine people's lives. Imagine your life. You know, take a moment to reflect on your life and how far, you know, just think just before the COVID, if you call it that, but just think before 2020, like just take yourself back there. You know, how many ways have you changed in terms of, you know, finding new ways for yourself and redefining your future? It's real. Businesses, companies, solo enterprises, all of it, it's all changing. And so is, you know, the way that we see things being done. There are so many new ways. And the fourth thing is impact to not just ourselves. This is about communities. This is about humanity. This is about leaving a legacy. Your business, your company, you know, how you do things now is about how you can create a difference. Are you thinking about, you know, the children of tomorrow, or are you thinking about the future in terms of the environment, or how much you can make a difference in terms of your own business? So maybe you are that financial leader and you want things different. So maybe you're an accountant and yet you're wanting, like there's a lady I know called Abby Rose, you know, and she's all in for that ascension journey. And she shares that with her clients openly. And that's brave. And then the last thing is knowing that this whole journey, it is not all about money. Yes, it's lovely to have money and be abundant, and prosperity is about turning on our own lights so we turn it on for others, but also understanding that your worth, your value is no longer deemed from the numbers on your bank account, and the impact that you create in the world, sometimes it's not about money, because your money and your wealth can't create these authentic and real experiences. Actually picking up the phone and having a conversation, actually at the checkout buying the older lady, like her plant that she had in the basket, actually stopping it on the road and saying, hey, I haven't seen you for ages. Do you fancy going for coffee? You know, those are things that aren't defined by money. If you're a corporate, if you're a big company, you know, what social enterprises do you have? What's your CRM? How are you managing your environment? You know, think about the in terms of like recycling and things like, how can you create more impact? How can you give to schools? And I'm so incredibly passionate about these things, because if we don't stand up and make a difference ourselves, then how can we expect others to do it? This ascension, it's not just you. Your ascension path is yours. It's unique. Yes, I get it. But when you go through this incredible journey of 3D, third dimensional conscious energy, this shift to fifth dimensional energy, it is changing everything, your world and the environment around you. And every time somebody wakes up to this beautiful truth and sight of themselves, humanity feels it. We all raise our consciousness. We all want a better world, and we're here to create it. And so that's what I'm observing in terms of spirituality in business. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to Soul Business Success. I would love for you to come back and listen to some more. So make sure you have rated, reviewed, and subscribed to my show, Soul Business Success. And whilst you're there, this is an invitation to come and join me and other entrepreneurs just like you in Soul Business Success, the free Facebook community. Hope to see you soon.